Welcome to The Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth, best-selling author and co-creator of PaleoParents.com, where we focus on real-life solutions for families seeking health.
I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, New York Times best-selling author and creator of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm passionate about improving scientific literacy around public health topics.
I like hashtags and bone broth.
And I'm just a super nerd.
Yeah, so I was busy with expletives and I did get your cover. I really like it.
Yeah, so guess what? You are officially the first person to see it.
Really?
Other than me. Yeah.
Not even David?
It just came in as we were playing around and I didn't have time to forward it to him in the other room so he could see it or shout at him or anything. I was like, well, look who's like the closest person to me that I can share it with.
I really like it.
Of all of your book covers,
I like this the best. I really like it.
I'm super excited. And it'll probably still be like 2 weeks before the rest of the world gets to see it. So people who are listening, sorry.
It'll only be like 1 week by the time
right.
you hear it.
By the time this airs, it's about a week. So it was inspired by me doing like Google image searches of like healthy food image symbol or something. You know, it was like some kind of like words like that. And I was just like scrolling through images looking for inspiration. And then I was like, oh, I like this. And I like this. And I like this. And oh, what if I smushed all of those ideas together and put them on the cover of my next book? And apparently it actually did work to smoosh them together. So, I'm really excited. And the sales team is trying to get excited.
Trying?
Yeah. So I was like, and here's my cover. Cause I even had like my graphic designer do a full mock-up for, our publisher's design team. So they had like a really strong, you know, template to work from. And the sales team was like, can you put some pictures of recipes on the front? I'm like, nope, no room. They can go in the back. That's no room for recipes on the front. It says 200 recipes in the subtitle. So that's on the front. And then people in a bookstore will flip the book over and they'll see the recipe pictures on the back. Okay. So, I mean, to be fair, their expertise is in selling books and mine is only in making them. So, you know, they come from how to communicate everything in one image is their background. But I really like what this cover communicates. Like,
I
to
do.
Me, it communicates.
I do as well.
Yeah.
It's very also, it's somehow both relaxing as well as exciting, which is difficult to explain until you see the cover. But I get a sense of like, oh, that's pretty. And then I'm like, and also I'm calm. So, yeah, no, I really, I would tell you if I was like, oh, I think maybe you should tweak it or maybe, yeah, put a recipe. No, I really like it. I do.
Yeah, it has actually gone through a number of iterations. And the last couple of tweaks were pretty small ones. But, I'm definitely excited. So the book is officially called Paleo Principles.
It's on the cover.
It's on the cover. They can't change it now.
Well, yeah, you can. You can change the cover.
I mean, they could change the cover. They could change it all. But I'm hoping very much that they won't. And it is, I believe, going to come out in late May. If I can continue living my life in the highest of gears that I have been living in the last few weeks to try and get it all into edit. So it's exciting. I actually am really enjoying how it's coming together. Like, to me, it's just like, oh, it's like, it really is. You know, I had the goal was to bring scientific legitimacy to the entire paleo movement, which is not, you know, not ambitious at all. And I really can see that ambition sort of coming alive and coming to fruition. And it's just really cool. So, I am in like tunnel vision book development mode, / huge other projects, such as brand new version of my website launching last week.
Woohoo! And having a big birthday.
You're
still alive. It's amazing. You didn't, you know,
I mean,
I'm
pretty crotchety now. I've contemplated getting a cane just so I can wave it at youngins.
I pretty much do that already when I'm like in public around teenagers. It's pretty comical. Everybody who knows me knows that I can't stand teenagers.
Yeah, I don't know if I would just limit it to teenagers.
Yeah, I mean, once I had it in my hand, I might find it more useful. As it is, I have a difficult time. Like, I mean, for those teenagers that are listening, you are the future, and I appreciate that. But you go through this phase of life where you think you know everything, and you're on the cusp, but you don't. You just don't. It's difficult for a control freak like me to not want to tell you how wrong you are.
This is the thing. When I was 16, I thought I was totally grown up. And then when I was like in my mid-20s, I realized, whoa, no, I really, really wasn't. But, you know, now I'm grown up. And then by my mid-30s, I was like, whoa, no, I was not grown up in my mid-20s. Like, I had so much stuff still to learn. But now I'm grown up. And like now I'm like, okay, am I going to hit that again in my mid 40s where I look back at my mid 30s and think that, you know, wow, I was so immature and naive and really didn't understand the world yet? Or is that finally like third time of thinking you're grown up is the charm and that's really it? So am I really grown up?
No.
Now? No.
Nope. No. According to my mom, you just, every decade feels like that. You just keep like realizing how less you knew before, which I think is consistent with the idea that we all think that the older generation has a lot of wisdom to offer the youth. And so the more wise you get, the more you realize you weren't previously, you know? And that really only comes with age. So,
so yay for being in my 40s. Ha!
Ha!
So there's another huge project that happens to be live right now when our subscribers are listening. And I thought we would sort of dedicate this episode not just to sound issues.
Oh my gosh. Will we get back to having a technically sound show? Is this? Sorry.
I mean, I'm sure we're good now. I'm sure we're good. We broke the curse last week.
Yeah.
So this should be fine. No, but I thought we should take this episode to tell people about this opportunity because they've only got 4 days to jump in. So the day this podcast goes live to the world on Friday is the first day that the Paleo Family Toolkit is being offered, and it's only being offered for 4 days, and then it disappears forever. So if you're listening, and hopefully you're not listening later than those 4 days, because then I'm sorry. Just hit stop and skip over to the next episode.
Well, there are really fantastic resources in it that you might want to check out and refer to individually. But as a whole, the bundled package of goodies is only available for a limited time. And we've talked before about how these work and why we do them. And I believe that this is the only bundle that we purchased. No, we did one other. that we participated in this year, and we're intentionally reducing our participation because we know that people only need so many ebooks, and more than, really one or two bundles a year is kind of an excessive amount that people can't actually utilize. But what's fantastic are the resources in this bundle, from my perspective, fit our audience really well because it's a family-oriented bundle, but there's also resources in there for people who, if you enjoy the content that Sarah and I put together, you're going to enjoy the bundle because it's content that Sarah's and her team have curated and we've contributed to it. Rob Wolf, why don't you list off all of
Oh my
the
gosh.
amazing participants?
I mean, there's like 50 of them. So, would I actually be able to list them all off? No. But we have the bundle sort of has, it has several different areas. So it sort of has the ebook area, and that falls under three categories of cookbooks, programs and guides, and then resources that were really created just for kids, like really with engaging kids in these conversations and these choices. So with that goal. So it has ebooks, and then it has interviews. And the interviews have, they're video interviews, but there's also an audio file for people who prefer to, listen to these types of things when they're, driving to work. And there's also a transcript for, for me, I use transcripts for, wait a minute, what was the name of that thing that that person mentioned? How is that spelled? And then I go find it in the transcript. But also a lot of people just prefer a transcript as a way of absorbing that information. So we have all of those available. And you guys not only contributed an ebook, but you also did one of these interviews, which was a really, I think, like really good conversation. I think people are going to absolutely love it. But so did Rob Wolf, who also did the same ebook and interview. Alessandra Peters, she's a very, very talented teen blogger. Mark Sisson, I mean, the renown. Can I say the renown, Mark Sisson? Another teen blogger called Macy Dialis. She's a paleo crumb. She's super inspirational. Have you ever got to meet Macy?
If I say no, I'm gonna feel like a terrible human because I think I do remember the name from a book signing, but I
I
haven't
met
spent quality
her.
time with her, I'll put it that
I
way.
met her at PaleoFacts 2015, and it was just blown away. And she also has a phenomenal interview. Liz Wolf of Real Food Liz,
Duh.
Jennifer Robbins of Predominantly Paleo. Danielle Walker of Against All Grain.
Now you're just listing all my favorite people.
Right. It's kind of mine too. Brianna and Chris Emmett from He Won't Know It's Paleo. They are super funny. So Brianna switched her entire family to paleo and just didn't tell her husband. So he was eating paleo and had no idea for like 6 months. And he like lost weight and he was feeling better. And he said something like one time he was like, wow, I've been feeling so good. I've lost 10 pounds and I have all this energy. And Brandon was like, and guess why? Then he was like, oh, well, I guess if I've already been doing it for 6 months, then it must be an okay thing to do.
That's crazy.
I know. It's just like the most amazing story.
I always thought the title of her blog was ironic. I didn't realize he actually won't know it's paleo.
Yeah, no, that was actually like what happened. So he knew they were gluten-free because she had autoimmune disease and was told to go off of gluten. So he knew that much. So he understood why there was no like bread in a, plastic bag in the house. But beyond like them being gluten-free, he had no idea. He had no idea. And they weren't just doing paleo, they were doing autoimmune protocol.
That's some serious chops.
Yeah. Ben and Jenny Hewlett from Urban Poser. And I loved their insight into sort of empowering teenagers to become adults and go off into the world and make good choices without sort of being dogmatic. I just,
Just all
so
my
many,
favorite words, my
right?
favorite people.
Anthony and Emily Bartlett. Emily's from Holistic Squid, and they are also the husband and wife team behind Real Plans. And they just had so many great tips and tricks for staying organized as a family and Sarah Fragoso from Everyday Paleo. So it's kind of a who's who list of people all sharing their words of wisdom on various parenting related topics. Because we had also sort of point of view from two teenage bloggers. So it was also sort of a little bit, you know, we had talk about teenagers from the parents' perspective, but also from the teenage perspective, and try to get that from all different angles. So we really covered, you know, pregnancy to college in those interviews, and really tried to tackle a diversity of topics. And there's a lot of conversations with different people about balance and sustainability and, you know, lifelong commitment. And I think hearing that same theme from so many different people, I think will be also really, really fascinating for people. And then the third big section of the toolkit is coupons. We have over 50 companies providing coupons. And so, and then there is, I haven't done a final count, but there's something like half that are usable internationally. So, you know, it's always impossible to have, right, like a company that sells fresh food cannot ship that across a border because of customs regulations. And there are certain things where like shipping and customs just made it impossible for that company to ship outside of the US. But wherever we could get a coupon that would apply internationally, we were able to do that. So that was something that we put quite a lot of effort into. And then there's just like amazing bonuses. We've got some magazine issues, and Daryl Edwards donated a phenomenal little like 7-part video series on some really fundamental of his sort of primal play movements, which is really, really cool. And we've just, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's, 40 ebooks, 50 coupons, 12 interviews, and like 7 or 8 different bonus things, depending on whether or not you want to count 4 magazine issues as one bonus thing or 4 bonus things. And so if you just look at the value of the ebooks, and the interviews, it's well over $1,000 of value, and it's on sale for 4 days for $39. And I think what's most exciting, I don't know if you've had been able to see the new interface? I don't think you've been
able to. I will by the time this goes live, but not yet.
So, I mean, I was still tweaking it today. You know, it's fine. I got like 3 days before this thing goes live. But it was one of the things that I requested when I started working with web developers for the new the completely ground up redesign of my site. Was I wanted to be able to put together resources like the Paleo Family Toolkit and have a place where people could access them in a really organized way, in a really visual way, in a way that really makes it easy to find different things. Because the number one criticism this toolkit has gotten is that it's too much and it's too big and it's impossible to find what, you know, what somebody, one person wants. And so we've put a tremendous amount of effort and time and investment into creating this platform so that, first of all, it's lifetime access. You log in and you can download on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, or all of the above. So there's no download limits. So you can have this wherever you find it most useful, and you can pick and choose. So you can download 3 ebooks that you want to keep on your iPad for cooking. And then you can download, you know, videos onto your computer, or leave them to, you can just watch them, also stream it. So everything you can also consume online. So you can read the PDFs online without downloading them, or you can watch the videos, or you can listen to the audio without downloading it. So that you don't need to have hard drive space to look at this. And you can do things like, you know, put the interview audio files on your phone to listen to in the car. You can basically have all this flexibility, and then it's really, you know, broken down and organized into different categories, and everything is visual with, you know, the book image and the name and the author and a little description. So, you know, oh yeah, that was that one. That's the one I want to look at right now. And, you know, we really put a ton of effort into not just assembling this huge group of resources, and you know, it was it would, there were people we turned away. You know, it was definitely, there was a bar and the resources had to be super high quality resources to be included. So it wasn't just assembling that and putting it all into one thing, but also for the sale, Black Friday to Cyber Monday, was also making sure that the interface was as cutting edge and amazingly user-friendly as we could make it. And that was something I felt very passionately about. So it's been really, really cool to watch that come together. And it was one of the reasons why the new version of my site had to launch last week, was because it, you know, it just had to be ready in order for us to have this interface, in order for the Paleo Family Toolkit to actually be something that could go out into the world. So, so it's been super, super, super exciting. And, I'm just really, to me, I'm like, this is how I want my content organized. And I think people are just going to love it.
I can't wait. And I agree, having run bundles myself, figuring out how to make that content available to people in a way that is helpful was very difficult at best. And so, yeah. You know, some people want to download the whole thing and most people don't. They only want some resources, and then, you know, how to make everybody happy, but also put it in a place that's easy to navigate. So I know we've talked a little bit about how the interface is going to work, and I feel like it's the best of both worlds for everybody in terms of being able to access this information without feeling overwhelmed by how do I actually get to it. And that's the biggest thing that, you know, I want to reiterate, because I think we're kind of operating in the assumption that people know what a, so to speak, bundle is. And I know that the paleo community has been doing this for a while. The goal with these is to get as much information as we can on, in this case, a specific topic, family approach to sustainable real foods and paleo lifestyle living, to as broad an audience as we can. And so a bunch of us pool our resources to share these resources with our broad audience. And we can only do it for a short amount of time because it doesn't logically make sense for us to continue to bundle it.
Yeah, this is actually something like a 97% discount over buying each ebook from the creator individually.
But I love that you're doing it around Thanksgiving, because it's also a way for us to say thank you to our audience. Like, if you want access to the information that we've provided, you also get the added benefit of so many other resources that you're probably interested in. And like I said, there are so many of my favorite people in the community participating in this. I know I personally watched some of the interviews. I personally downloaded some of the resources and used them. I think it's fantastic, and I wouldn't participate if I didn't think so. And I know Sarah wouldn't put it together if she didn't think so.
Yeah.
And we do that because it benefits all of us as authors to broaden our reach to those of you who might be interested and say, oh, what's this person? And then you check them out and hopefully you follow up and you visit their blog and you look into what other resources they have. It's a way for us to kind of share among the community the different ways and the different tools that you can live your lifestyle better, and that we can help you and all be part of a community. And I think it's really fantastic because there is, and we talked previously, a polarization in some parts of the community, but something like this is a great reminder of how we really do all come together with the betterment of trying to help people live healthier lifestyles. And so it's great to participate in it. It's good for the authors. It's good for the people who are interested in learning more. And so we hope that you check it out and that it's interesting. Yeah. And I know Sarah's put a lot of effort into figuring out how to make this the best user experience possible. And so if you as a user can give feedback to Sarah, not complaints, constructive feedback, whether, wow, this is great.
Constructive criticism is okay. You know, like, hey, I like this, but I would prefer if we could figure out a way to do this. And then I go, genius idea. And then I call my web developers. I don't know how to do it myself. I just be like, hey, this person wants this. I actually got sent, my web developers are trying to figure out how to make my website more, what do they call it? Like, I think they called it backward friendly or something. So like that it's more seamless on old browsers. And I was like, great, thanks. That's a great, good job. Go, go do that. I programmed the very first version of my website, and it didn't look as good as this new version does. It's a thing.
That's how we all start and we all progress. But I mean, my point was just that while, like, exactly what you said, you're going to take that constructive criticism, but also if there's things that you really like about it that you don't want to change, that you think are special and unique and great, like, share that so that Sarah can continue that great stuff and hopefully improve on the other stuff in any future things that she might do. Because I know how much effort your team has put into making this great for the audience, and so it'd be really great if the audience could share that feedback.
Yeah, definitely. And I read a large number of those comments myself, and then whatever I don't read myself, I have everything gets read. I have team members who read it and bring my attention to everything that needs to be considered. And so it's really important for me, especially as I now start to look at to 2017 and try and, beyond my two books, what are my other passion projects that I'm going to take on? It helps direct, because for me, it's really important to create resources that are really, truly helpful. Like that to me is the whole point, right? Like I want to be able to create something that is going to make all of the difference in someone's life and just, mean that they can regain their health, take control of their health, and live their best life. And so, having that feedback really helps direct my future projects as well. And one of the things that's been really fun with putting together the Paleo Family Toolkit, besides, talking with people like Rob Wolf and Mark Sisson, because, I still do Girlfan a little bit, little bit. It's minor. I mean, I'm probably the only one who notices. But it's been also the opportunity to showcase, some other sort of up and coming bloggers that are doing really amazing work, and deserve to be in the spotlight a little bit. And so it's giving me sort of that ability. So when people, invest in the Paleo Family Toolkit, they're not just getting, the recognizable names. They're also getting access to really phenomenal resources created by people that they might not have heard of. And that to me is as a user, I find that really fun that I go, oh, who's this person? Oh my gosh, I had no idea they had this amazing, recipe development and photography style. And now I can go look at their website. So we kind of get, it's sort of like, it's falling down the rabbit hole of amazing people. Is that a rabbit hole?
I think it's more of a snowball, right? Like just keeps getting bigger. Think of a rabbit hole
in a good way.
Smaller, right?
Yeah, snowballs get bigger, but I see it's a snowball of good.
Good stuff. That's what we're saying.
There's an analogy that I did not find in my brain, but it was a great analogy, and so for me it's really gratifying to be able to hit on all of those different points, right? Creating an amazing resource, working with phenomenal leaders in the movement to create this resource, and then also being able to showcase other people who are doing phenomenal work that I want to be able to support, and all the while creating a phenomenal resource for our followers and listeners. And definitely I'm hoping that everybody listening to this podcast goes and checks it out. It's only available till Monday, and you can just go straight to my website, thepaleomom.com. Like the very top banner will take you there.
What was that M word you just said?
Mom.
There's a little bit of Canadian there, and I was enjoying it. You
said
paleo
mum.
Yeah.
So here's a fun Canadian fact for you. we spell it M-O-M, but we pronounce it M-U-M. So we like to walk the line between the UK and America, right? So it's like, we don't spell it the British way, but we pronounce it the British way and spell it the American way. It's a thing. It's a thing, us Canadians.
Thepaleomom.com. Don't go to mom.com because you might not get what you're looking for.
Actually, probably will.
You own that as well.
Yeah. I had it was like 4 years ago, and I had an Australian fan say, you know, I have this problem that we spell mom M-U-M, and I can never remember to spell it M-O-M, and I always end up going to like a, you know, not found. I was like, well, I can fix that for $7. So
back in the day.
Back in the day when domains were cheap and, yeah. So, I haven't checked. It could be broken with all of the, there's a lot of things broken with the new website and redirects are one of them, but yes, but just skip over. Don't bother with redirects and just skip over and go to thepaleomom.com. And we can make sure that there's links in both of our show notes, to take people to more information. And, I'm like super excited. I'm tired. I'm super tired. This has been a lot of work, expletive deleted amount of work. But I'm at that point where like, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel and it's finally looking the way I want it to look and behaving the way I want it to behave. And now I'm just kind of going like, all right, this is going to be really, really cool. So that's, you know, number three of my three big projects that are all happening at the same time as my birthday. I don't know what that was all about. All at the same time.
So while we're talking about Black Friday, Cyber Monday specials, I also have a post on the blog about other specials that we personally use and recommend. We've historically done like a big, these are all the things that are on sale right now in the paleo community.
Black Friday roundup.
And it's just, you know, first of all, the community is too big at this point to get your arms around it in a reasonable way. And second of all,
here's a 7,000 word post.
Yeah.
With all Black Friday deals.
And second of all, who wants to do that the day after a holiday? Because a lot of people don't announce it ahead of time, right? So it's like, yeah.
It's literally putting it together Friday morning.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's not everything. It's really genuinely like the things that we're taking advantage of that are currently on sale are products that we love, or that we recommend giving as gifts. And I really genuinely want to encourage everyone to participate in Small Business Saturday this year. It's a passion of mine, like buying local, shopping small. And so when you support businesses like Sarah and I, believe it or not, you're actually supporting small businesses. We thank you. And it allows us to employ people that work on our team as well as help our family, and also enables us to run our blog and provide you with free content and recipes. But in addition, you know, it helps people that work for us provide food for their family and live their dream of, you know, being stay-at-home parents or whatever it is. So we thank you. And just as we appreciate you shopping small with us, there are tons and tons of small businesses in your local communities that provide awesome and unique stuff. And you've got to seek them out and you've got to find them. But I try to highlight all the stuff that we do when we shop local or small in our general community to inspire others. So I'll be doing that on social media and stuff like that. But the more that you can think of, you know, what could I buy that's at the fair trade shop, or what could I buy that's at the, you know, local little arts and crafts store? People love handmade kind of gifts as well. So that's my completely random plug. But
I mean, I love that. I'm a big fan of sort of buy local and small businesses. And I was actually sort of starting some early Christmas shopping just at my farmer's market last weekend, you know, and just to me, like, that's like, this is a great place to start because these are all local artisans and, you know, handmade crafts and I get to support this person that I normally walk right past on my way to vegetables every week. and now, you know, let's see how I can support the sort of broader, broader local community. And, that's something I'm very, very, very passionate about as well.
Yes. And I will say that my special for the Healthy Inside and Out mugs has closed, but if you didn't get a mug and you want one, you can email me. There's a contact form on the blog. They were way more popular than we thought they would be. So the small business that we're using to create the mugs is still making them. So you can still get in on that while she's actively making them, but it might be like a one-time thing. So it was a lot. So thank you for support, but also I keep underestimating everybody's enthusiasm. So
it's hard to gauge those things in advance.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's, you know, you think something's going to be like, this is the best thing ever. And other people don't think that. And other times you're like, it's a mug. Who's going to want a mug? Everybody. Thank you. Everybody.
Yeah. I think there's a large amount of, I think, what we do that is forecasting. You know, it's always trying to anticipate, right? You know, anticipate what, I mean, that's what my next book is about. It's right, anticipating what the paleo community would get really excited about and what would fill a really important niche within the paleo community. But I mean, until that book comes out and people start buying it, I don't actually know. So I mean, I'm excited about it. I really like it. I'm always going to have that pride over it. But, you know, I think every project we do has that level of unknown about it, big and small. Sigh.
And regardless, it's fantastic content and the cover, I love it. And that's what really matters, frankly.
I mean, I think it's pretty snazzy cover.
Yeah. So sometimes it's just about doing what moves you and people are drawn to that. Bundles, books, mugs, who knows? But
yes.
We're all on the same team. That's what's awesome is oftentimes what moves us. Somebody else is like, well, yeah, I'm into that too. Cause we're already on the same team.
If you guys have suggestions for projects you guys would like us to take on, I mean, I'm always open to ideas.
I'm glad that it started with a we, but you corrected it to say, I'm always open to ideas. Cause I was like, what are you signing me up for?
I mean, what if somebody said, hey, I love your mugs so much. I wish I had a hat to go with it.
Yeah,
and
I
then
mean,
you would
I
be
would
like, and then 17 people
the...
say,
oh
I wish
gosh.
I had a hat to go with my
Stop.
Mug.
Stop. You're giving people ideas right now.
And then you'd be like, all right, I'm going to have to make a hat now. And the hats could be even more successful than the mugs.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah. What are you most thankful for in 2016?
I think this sounds really cheesy, but I'm really thankful for my health and for my family. And I think that this year, my health has faced a lot of challenges as I have, you know, so I continue to work too much and take on too many projects, and I've been able to hold it together, and that's a first for me. And so that's really big, and that's a combination of, you know, paleo, autoimmune protocol, really prioritizing sleep, working with a personal trainer, and having a fantastic functional medicine doctor, and having the support of my tremendous family, and kind of all of those things put together. And, you know, none of it would be possible without my family. They're always there for me. And so those were pretty cheesy answers, but
Schmoopy answers.
What are you most thankful for? And feel free to just say chocolate. And counterbalance my schmoopiness.
Okay. My silly response is I'm really thankful for the cinnamon licorice tea that Russ Crandall and Janie, his wife, introduced me to when I visited Florida earlier this year, because I literally have had a cup every single night since July. and it's amazing. It's my favorite. But I think for me, I'm thankful for perspective. You know, for me, I had a really tough first two-thirds of the year. And we talked about how I was having some health challenges, both mental and physical, and due to my back injury, and how I went on medication to try to resolve those. And it really made a world of difference in terms of the way that I interpreted the world and the way that I perceived it. And for me, that's all about perspective. Like, nothing really changed in my life so much as just the way that I looked at it and the joy that I had, or the patience and the approach that I took with something. And so perspective this year has been really big for me, to say to myself, like, okay, I can't lift anymore, but I'm able to walk and live a life. And a lot of people who had an injury like I had have to have surgery and have lifelong damage. And, you know, it's possible that as I continue to rehabilitate, it will get better and easier for me. And being able to have that perspective instead of focusing on negativity, being able to have the perspective of how great and grateful I am for the changes that we've implemented in our lives, and how I'm able to take on projects that I want to do, like mugs, and not feel overwhelmed by what I feel like I should be doing, which is what I feel like I let control my life through nobody's fault but my own. All of those different perspectives have enabled me to have more time with my family, whom I feel just as schmoopy about as you do. And enjoying that time with them instead of feeling frustrated or, you know, impatient with them, as I was earlier this year. So I'm really grateful for that perspective that I have on how wonderful everything is and how grateful I am for what I do have.
Well, on that note,
burp, burp. So think about what you're grateful for. It's my family's tradition. You're probably hearing this after Thanksgiving, but if you're around people, it's my family's tradition that on Thanksgiving, before we eat the meal, everybody goes around and says what they're thankful for.
And we do the same thing, but just during our meal.
Well, I just think it's really important. It's a nice reflection, to think positive, to realize that there are things that, I mean, if you're hearing this podcast, you're doing better than most people in the world, because it means that you have access to this podcast,
internet
and probably, you know, a car,
some sort of device.
Exactly. So it's difficult sometimes to have that perspective, but I feel very grateful and lucky for what I have, and even when I don't have a lot of things and I'm feeling constrained, or, you know, whatever it is, there's always something to be grateful for. And I think health and family are always the things that I wish for on my birthday. Like, when it's my birthday wish, I always wish for my family and friends to be healthy and happy. And so if you can get to Thanksgiving and feel like your family and friends are healthy and happy, I know some of us can't say that that's the case about either our own health or a loved one in our life. And I hope that you're thankful for those people that are there for you and supportive during that time. But I just got really schmoopy and tangenty about small businesses and thankfulness, and just circle back around. Don't forget the toolkit and Black Friday to Cyber Monday availability. And we are here if you have questions or you're looking to improve your life in some way, whatever that comment and feedback might be. Sarah and I are always happy to hear from you. So we hope that you have a wonderful holiday season, and thank you for tuning in. Do you have anything else to add, Sarah? I just kept rambling. I thought I might as well wrap it up.
No, I was just going to say happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites, or by donating through PayPal.
How about now?
It's an working.
It's a miracle.
It sounds good, and it's working.
Okay. Well, look at that. That's a whole show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
And we'll see you next week. That was our time allotted for recording.